Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a razor blade ad that goes something like, "When close just isn't good enough." How many of you remember Maxwell Smart? You remember his famous quote? "Sorry, Chief, missed it by that much." Remember that? Some of you remember pretty well. Okay. "In your baptism, however, God missed nothing." Of these pictures that are up here, you don't recognize the two bottom ones on the left. That's a father and a daughter, and I baptized them both on the same day. That was a unique day. And that little girl today is riding horses. She's, what is she, 12? 12 or 13 today? Ah, it's unbelievable. But in your baptism, like I said, God missed nothing. You have been given by grace alone everything needed for faith and life and salvation in Jesus Christ alone. Do you recall this guy about 6-7 years ago? Harold Camping was his name. And he and his group didn't come quite close enough to accurately predicting the end of the world, which was supposed to be May 10th, 2011. Remember this guy? Now, it'd be real easy for me to stand up here and take pot shots at him. But a lot of people skewered him after this, right up until his death that took place in 2013. It's sad. But he provides us with an example of what happens when you try to replace good, solid biblical study and doctrine with speculation and with man's reasoning. It isn't enough to just sound good or to sound sincere. It isn't enough to come close. You must get it right. Exactly right. You can't just sound like you know what you're talking about. You have to know. Now, when guys like Harold Camping spout their sadly foolish words by trying to reduce the Word of God to their own formulas, it reminds us that we all need to grow in our baptismal faith and trust and to be well studied in God's revealed Word in order to not be taken in by these sometimes sincere but wrong people. Eternal truth is what God has revealed through Jesus Christ, and not just what someone wants truth to be. Jesus made it clear in the gospel lesson today that He alone is the way to heaven, to our Father in heaven. There is no formula that any man can come up with that will ever supersede what Jesus says of Himself today. What does He say? "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, there is no other way. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the only and exact path that we travel to heaven. Jesus and Jesus alone. And in the gospel lesson today, Jesus spoke quite a lot about travel and His Father's house. In verse 2, Jesus speaks of traveling to His Father's house. First, to what? To prepare a place for His disciples. And then, verse 3, Jesus speaks of traveling to return to His followers. Then more travel, as together they, with Jesus, travel back home, travel to the place that Jesus has prepared for them, where? In His Father's house. All of this traveling happens either by or with Jesus Christ alone. There is no other direction, religion, path, compass heading, longitude and latitude, road, boulevard, or thoroughfare that anyone can choose for themselves. And that travel to heaven will happen only at a time of God's own choosing, and not any sooner and not any later. Now, this travel talk, like I said earlier before I read the lesson, is taking place in the upper room the night before Jesus was to be crucified. The setting is Maundy Thursday, the night that he gave us his ordinance establishing Holy Communion, and the night that he gave us the new mandate, or mandatum, which is why it's called Maundy Thursday, the mandate to love one another as I have loved you. By giving that command, before giving that command, Jesus has washed the disciples' feet, Judas has left to betray Jesus, and Jesus has foretold Peter's denial. This is the setting that sets up all the talk of traveling to the Father's house that is so important. Jesus says, what does he say at the very beginning of the reading today? Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Why does he say this? Well, because peace for troubled hearts comes only through belief, through trust in Jesus Christ alone. There's an old Japanese proverb that says, you will never see the sun rise if you keep looking to the west. That proverb reminds us that looking for peace in things or religions or people other than Jesus, it will never work. Seeking the assurance of heaven by some formula of man will never bring the peace of our Heavenly Father's house that Jesus speaks of today. Only by looking to the Son of God, by focusing on Him, do we have the comfort and the peace of a relationship that's restored with God the Creator. That peace is what was poured out on you in your baptism. And it's what we take into our mouths when we partake of Holy Communion. This passage is very intense, and it's very personal. It's an intimate passage in the upper room. Jesus is now bringing to a close his 3 years of ministry with these people, and now, before he goes to the cross and the resurrection, Jesus needs for them and for us to hear and understand that what he does in dying on the cross and rising to life again is exactly the right thing needed to bring the reality of God's Word to all of creation. That comforting Word is what Jesus brings us today in today's readings. He knows that in this world we have cares and we have concerns. We have troubled hearts. In speaking of going to the Father's house, of preparing a place for the believers and coming back for them to take them there, he is saying that we have a place. We have a place beyond the cares of this world. And he assures us that that place is ours. That's one of the reasons why this passage is so often chosen for funeral and memorial services. It focuses us on the heavenly home that Jesus promises to all who believe in him. And that's the place that awaits us in his Father's house. Now, when he speaks of going to prepare rooms in his Father's house, in that day, that was the language of a bridegroom. That's what a bridegroom did before getting married in Jesus' day. The groom would go to his Father's house and add on rooms so that he would have a place to bring his bride. It would be their own place, but it was within the protection of the Father's house. The Father's house provided safety, and it was a place that showed that you belonged in the family. It's a haven. It's a place of safety. And it's a place for children. This is the intimate picture that Jesus is giving them on this night before he goes to the cross to make the way to that home that he's just promised. And that's why he goes to the cross. That's where he does the work of God's mercy in preparing our way to heaven. To prepare a place for them and for us means Jesus must suffer and die on the cross for the sin of the world. And by his resurrection, God assures us that Jesus' work is complete. Jesus, by doing that work, has made the exactly right way, the only way of salvation for us and for the world. Our salvation, as spoken of in the text from 1 Peter that was read, is what we all are to grow up into. When we are baptized, God does his work of bringing to us. He brings to us salvation that guarantees our place in his heavenly home. That was done by God's command through Jesus' word as we read. And it was done exactly right. There's nothing short or left out of what's needed. And now, the result of that is we share the hope and certainty of the salvation that Jesus Christ has won for this world and for you personally. It's now for all who have been baptized to be taught and to grow daily in our baptismal grace. We have been given mercy, as Peter said, because we are now, by the blood of Christ, we are now the people of God. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation. We have been given the gift of faith to trust in the Word of God alone for our way home to heaven. And that way is perfect in the blood and the empty tomb of Jesus Christ. There are no mistakes, no detours. There are no wrong directions. It is exactly right. It is exactly what is needed by everyone in this world. And it's what gives us the right to say, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Today and every Sunday, we proclaim Jesus' death and resurrection till he returns and comes again. And that day, that hour, only God, our Heavenly Father, knows. No one will know or find out that day apart from when God chooses the exact right time to reveal it. And that is comfort and assurance that we grow in as we read and study and inwardly digest his word to us, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.